Joined today with Captain Jones, the captain of the patrol department with the Marshalltown Police Department. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming by. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about some winter driving, some safety tips as we just had our first snowfall here over the weekend and into Monday. So my first one, and you know, we hear it a lot from Chief Tupper that speeding is a big issue. I imagine slowing down will also help with the snow on the ground.
That's exactly right. The biggest thing is just using the extra time, a lot of extra caution, and just being understandable that other people are having the same driving problems that you may have.
What are some other things that we should be thinking about other than just planning ahead and giving ourselves some extra time? What else should we be thinking about on the winter roads?
Well, this time of year, we need to really think about car maintenance and, you know, making sure that our tires are up to date, that we have good maybe all-season tires or potentially winter tires for our vehicles. We usually recommend that drivers build themselves a safety kit in their car, obviously an ice scraper. Maybe they put an extra blanket or blanket in their vehicle, some gloves and mittens. They want to make sure they have a cell phone charger. They can be able to charge their cell phone when they're out and about. Much of what we're talking about for winter driving is just preparation and just understanding that winter storms can pop up as we travel. Really, it's somewhat unpredictable. So just being prepared for the worst is always a good opportunity.
Yeah, prepare yourself for in case you get stuck somewhere for whatever reason. You've got maybe a blanket and things, a phone charger like that to keep yourself in contact with other people. What about when we actually hit the roads? Is there any extra thought when, you know, pulling out to take a left-hand turn, how much space we should be giving ourselves?
Well, it's hard to determine specific feet or yards away from vehicles. The biggest thing is just to give yourself extra space and extra time. A lot of what people understand in normal driving conditions, a lot of what we've learned early on in our driving is we want to stay maybe 3 or 4 seconds behind or 3 or 4 car lengths behind. When you have bad road conditions or bad weather conditions, you just need to understand that maybe that 3 to 4 car lengths of 3 to 4 seconds behind a vehicle as we're traveling behind it, maybe we need to extend that to 10, 12, or 15 or a little bit more. What I like to tell drivers is that they have to understand that they're responsible for knowing exactly what it's going to take to stop their vehicle, regardless of what the weather conditions are and regardless of what the road conditions are. And every year, the police department responds to traffic crashes, rear-end crashes with experienced drivers. And when we go there, the drivers often say that they knew that the roads were a little slick. They were going under the speed limit like they were supposed to, using a little extra space. But that driver in front of them did something unpredictable, and they ended up sliding into them. And what they're going to end up finding is that they're going to be 100% responsible for that rear-end collision. So you just have to be prepared. There's a lot of unknown driving conditions out there. And drivers just have to provide themselves with extra space and extra attention this time of year.
I know you work with some of the young drivers trying to get that permit and their license for the first time. Is there anything else when you talk about winter driving that you pass along to them?
Well, we train young drivers to drive out on a gravel road, which is a good way to kind of simulate what it's like driving on bad road conditions. So what we talk about as they're kind of maneuvering and learning to drive on gravel is that just because the speed limit is 50 or 55, because the road conditions, you have to lower that speed considerably and drive within the control of the vehicle. So you're driving for the feel of the car rather than the posted speed limit. And when you kind of get up to a general speed, we want to try to avoid any abrupt braking or taking off quickly because your car can easily lose control and end up somewhere where you don't want to be. So what we ask them to do is use gentle movement. So if they feel the car kind of moving or getting sluggish one way or another, to just lift your foot off of the gas and let the car gradually slow down while you control 100% on the steering of the vehicle, just being prepared for it to move one way or another. And then as they kind of figure out the speed, and it's different for different drivers, it's different for different conditions, but you're just kind of driving for the feel of the road rather than what you would typically normally do on dry, hard surface roads.
You got to become one with the car then, huh?
Yeah, one with the car. And some of it takes some experience. What we typically find from our department and most other department leadership that I've spoken with is it's usually not the first or second snow event that causes the most accidents. It's usually the third, fourth, or fifth where people start to feel that they're a little bit more confident than they should be. And you want to just use caution. You just want to use those preventative measures of, you know, driving under the speed limit, driving with the feel of the car at all times. And just understand that those conditions can be present out on the highway just as much as they can here in town.
Is there any law or rule when it comes to cleaning off the front windshield? Because I know I see some people, they do a great job and scrape it off, but there's others that try to get, you know, just a big enough hole for them to drive.
Yeah, there are state laws regarding the obstructed view of the front windshield of their car, so we want to make sure that those are cleared off. Some preventative measures that we do tell people this time of year is we want to make sure that, obviously, all of the windows are cleared off so you have view all the way around the car. When you're doing that, make sure you're not warming your car up in an enclosed space like your garage. Make sure that we're doing it outside. We try to tell people and make sure that they understand not to leave their car running outside for extended periods of time, because there are thieves that may be in the area that would end up stealing a car that's running. That's very common. So you want to take those preventative measures also.
All right. I think we've kind of covered everything here when it comes to being on the road. Is there anything we missed?
I'd like to recommend that drivers use extra caution, give themselves extra time. If they're traveling out on the highway, to make sure that they contact the people that they're visiting, or at least let someone know that they're traveling and their destination time of the time that they're leaving and arriving. And then just make sure that they're touching base with somebody that knows where they're at. And if they do get stranded, make sure that, you know, if they have a phone available, we want drivers to stay in their vehicles if they're stranded in a vehicle and call for help rather than getting out, because other pedestrians are just as susceptible of being hit by other vehicles that are out there. So the best thing is just to be prepared. If you do get stranded, to stay in your car, make sure that you call for help. And obviously you can call 911 and we can provide any assistance if you're in the Marshtown or Marsh County area.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time, Captain Jones, and I'm sure we'll check in more as the winter progresses.
Thank you very much for the call.